I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Valentine's Day is next week on Tuesday, and there are several events for this weekend that start the holiday celebration off a little early, including a burlesque show and a poetry reading.
The burlesque show is going to be done by the Brazen Bells. They are a local burlesque troupe, and this is their fourth annual Valentine's show, and they're billing it as a romantic date night or a girls' night out. Guests for that show are going to include host Curtis Swade and belly dancer Ela Rogers, and the shows are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday at Highfield Theater in Falmouth. Then from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, at Brewster Ladies Library, the Cape Cod Poetry Group is going to present the show Poems and Songs About All Kinds of Love, Hot, Cold, and Complicated. The event is going to be hosted by group founder and poet Barry Hellman. They've got some featured poets, including Alice Kosiemba and Richard Humans. And Paula Erickson is going to be a poet in the spotlight. Then Monica Rizzio is going to be the featured musician. There's also going to be an open mic for poets and musicians to perform pieces, and they need to be related to longing, desire, or any type of love.
And there are two Valentine-themed concerts coming up, one focused on Broadway.
Well, that one is at 8 o'clock next Monday, so Valentine's Eve, at the Academy Playhouse in Orleans. Ellen Birmingham and Jeff Newton, who people often see there in shows, they're going to sing some of their favorite Broadway tunes about love in a show called Love at First Song, a Valentine's Cabaret. That show starts at 8 o'clock on Monday and does include some table seating, and Glenn Sterner Tate is going to accompany on piano.
The big concert in Wellfleet is really a love letter of sorts from singer-songwriter Patty Larkin to families in Haiti.
Well, Patty's going to be at Wellfleet Preservation Hall for a concert Saturday night, and it is called a Valentine Love Fest that also includes an art auction. It's all to benefit Art Matenwa, which is a program started 20 years ago in Haiti by local artist Ellen LeBeau, and that's involved a lot of people from Cape Cod ever since. Ellen started the program to help women feed their families through the creation and sale of their art. And this concert is also going to raise money to help families there affected by Hurricane Matthew last fall. Saturday's show is going to start with a reception at 7 o'clock, and then the concert and the auction are at 8.
Over at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth, the theme is a different kind of holiday for a big celebration.
Well, it's the center's 10th birthday, and they're having a free birthday party from 7 to 9 o'clock Friday night with music, cake, open studios, and just getting everybody together. That center has doubled pretty much everything, their attendance, space, number of events, and classes that they offer since they first opened, and they've got about 30,000 people involved there each year now, so there is a lot for them to celebrate.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.